Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you, neighbor? Oh my, I'm glad we're together again, you and I. Is that the telephone? My. Have to get it right away. Hello? Oh, well, I wasn't sure when you might want us to come. Well, certainly. Thanks very much. See you in a few minutes. That was Laurie Tarter at the Neighborhood Dance Studio, and she thought we might like to visit and see how their dancers practice and learn. Did you ever watch people dance? Well, let's just go and see some neighbors doing that right away. Come along to the Neighborhood Dance Studio. Here we are.
Good job. Twos, change your shape. Ones. Beautiful. And twos, change your shape. Hi. Okay, kids, remember I told you that we were going to have a visitor today from the neighborhood? Here's our friend, Mr. Rogers.
Laurie.
Come to visit us. Hi.
Laurie, I'd like you to know my television neighbor,
Laurie Tarter. How do you do?
What were you all doing when I came in? All these different shapes.
Well, that's exactly what we were doing. We were making shapes on a high level, a middle level, or a low level. Would you like to sit and watch? We're going to do a story now.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe you'd enjoy watching our story.
I would. You mean you tell a story and then they act it out?
Yes. Kids, have a seat. And I'm going to invite our neighbor to come and sit over here. We don't have any chairs in our dance studio. We sit on the floor.
Sure.
Right.
It's clean.
It's clean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Rogers, that's Charles Hall. He's our accompanist.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you.
And
likewise.
Charles is going to play. He's going to accompany my story. You're going to do the moving, okay? All right. So find a perfect spot where you have a lot of space around you and sit on the floor, please. Not too far in the corner, Margaret. That's girl. Jonia, here's a good spot for you.
Here's the perfect spot.
So I'm going to be the storyteller, and you are going to be the movers, right?
Yeah.
This story, Mr. Rogers, has some changes in it, and you're going to see them make the changes physically in their bodies.
Good.
Okay? You ready? You just listen to my words and do what the words say. One day, it was gloomy and rainy and kind of chilly outside. I had nobody to play with. How do you look when you're kind of feeling lonely? I decided that I might go outside. So I got up I put my coat on, and I went outside, and I didn't walk very fast. I just walked around outside, not very fast. I jumped in a puddle of water, and I just strolled along a little bit. It was so gloomy, and I had nobody to play with, when all of a sudden, I saw on the sidewalk a beautiful seashell. And I reached down, and I picked it up, and I took a good look at it, and I thought, what is this beautiful seashell doing here? I put it in my pocket to look at it later. It made me feel pretty happy. So I started to skip now, and I was skipping around, around the space, skipping around. I stopped because I couldn't believe what I saw. There was an ice skating rink. And outside the ice skating rink was a pair of ice skates just my size. And I put them on. And I skated on the ice. And I was a really good skater, and I turned, oh, and I jumped, beautiful. I glide on the ice. Yes, beautiful skating. I started to feel warm. I started to feel really warm. I looked up, and there was the sun. The sun had come out, and there was a beautiful rainbow right in front of me. I'm feeling really good now. And I sort of skip some more. I skip around some more. Skipped around and skipped around. And there is a friend to play with. I stop and I see a friend to play with, and I do a little hopscotch with my friend. Jump on two legs, jump on one leg, jump on two legs, jump on one leg. Oh boy, am I feeling tired. I think I need to sit down and rest a little bit. So I sat on the ground, and look. I sat very still. A butterfly landed right on my knee. So I sat very still. I didn't move a muscle. And I waited. I hoped that she would stay. But off she flew up into the sky. And I waved to her and I said, goodbye.
The way they move is just wonderful.
They have lots of fun doing that story.
The best part is when you find a friend.
Yes.
To share it with.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know what? I loved it when you did that hopscotch. Would you mind doing that hopscotch once more for me?
Look at that. 2 feet, 1 foot. That's
two
excellent.
Feet, one.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Can't I? Let's all try it.
Yes.
Back.
Good,
wow.
Beautiful. Right.
Ooh, you're so good. I'd like to see Charles's music. Charles making the music. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. Charles. How are you?
Good. I'd like to see what he does here, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you love to see his instruments?
Well, Mr. Rogers, this is called a kunga drum.
Kunga drum?
Yes, and you play it with your fingertips, like so. Pretty good.
What were those, it sounded like bells or something that you were doing when you said one and two.
We call them vibratones.
Vibratone. Can you sing that? Very nice.
Let's make a circle over here, shall we? Right over here. What's going to happen is the grown-ups are going to come, the dancers are going to come, and we're going to rehearse. So I have to, their class is over and I'm going to rehearse. Would you like to stay and watch a little while?
I certainly would. You mean adult dancers?
Yes, grown-up, big kids.
Could we watch together?
Yes, would you like to watch together?
Yeah!
Oh, good.
What do we need to do then? Let's sit against this wall over here. Out of the way.
Okay.
Have a very
sit sit beside one another.
Right beside?
Sit beside one another. And I'm going to go join my friends, and we're going to do some rehearsing. So you're welcome to stay and watch.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you when you come. Okay. In the meantime, maybe we'll dance with our fingers.
Yeah.
Want to? Want to dance with your fingers? I need to get back to my place, Laurie, but oh, what a tremendous treat that was for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I saw so many of the movements that the children were making before that you all were doing.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for joining us, Mr.
See you soon.
Okay.
See you soon.
Bless you all.
Bye-bye. Kids, we're going to run that piece again. The dancers, we're going to rehearse it one more time, and I want you to watch.
Let's go back to my place. There are all kinds of ways to express who we are inside, aren't there? Big circle, little circle. Let's have some make-believe about round things. Want trolley? Last time, King Friday the 13th said he was sorry for having broken Lady Aberlin's toy. Handyman Negri fixed it, and now it's part of some round surprise at the museum go-round. So let's pretend about that some more as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
This is fun, Hoom House.
Oh, vas muy bien, Príncipe Martes.
Oh, well, you're a good teacher.
Oh, espera que te vea tu papá en la fiesta de ronda.
Oh, here he comes now. See you.
Mouse, I presume?
Correcto como siempre, Rey Viernes.
Oh, you are an accomplished mouse with that round hoop.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Did you ever try using a square hoop?
Un aro cuadrado?
Yes, like this one down here.
Oh, como este.
Sí.
Bueno, lo intentaré.
Square is certainly different from round.
Mm-hmm. Eso digo yo. Mm. Me quedo con el redondo. Yeah.
By the way, did you hear the news?
¿Qué noticia, señor?
Did you not hear that I said I was sorry?
Oh, sí. Eso fue una gran noticia.
Yeah, big news. Well, I'm saying it to you, too. H.M., I'm sorry.
Does that mean that I can go to the round party at the museum?
Is that what the surprise is all about?
Sí, señor. Toda persona que asista llevará algo redondo.
Everyone's bringing something round, eh? Well, I shall bring my crown.
Ah, y yo llevaré mi aro de hula.
Of course. You are a most royal mouse, H.M.
Muchas gracias, señor. Eres un rey majestuoso, Rey Viernes. Nos vemos en la fiesta de ronda.
Gracias.
Nos vamos a la fiesta de ronda.
Hi, Hula Mouse. You sound happy.
Oh, sí, lo estoy, Alcalde Maggie. Vamos a la fiesta de ronda.
Good. Do you have something round that I could take?
¿Te gustaría uno de estos?
I'll try.
¡Ajá! ¡Has estado ensayando!
¡Let's go! ¡Vamos!
¡Ya es hora!
I think it is time. Some of the neighbors are already there. I told neighbor Aber I'd meet him there inside.
Bueno. ¡Vamos!
Well, you all came. How do you like my round getup?
Oh, Lady Elaine, you look really splendid.
Bello. Y el Rey Viernes viene también.
Friday's coming? Well, it's about time. I was really upset with him.
Now's your chance to tell him.
Mayor, Mouse, and Fairchild, I presume?
Correct,
correcto,
as
como
usual,
siempre,
King
Rey
Friday.
Viernes.
Sometimes correct, Friday.
Did you wish to say something, Fairchild?
I was really upset with you.
I know, and I know why. I acted badly, and I'm sorry.
Will wonders never cease?
I not only say I'm sorry, I am sorry.
Well, Friday, I'm speechless.
And where is this round party?
It's in the R room, Toots, and you're welcome to come. What did you bring that is round?
My crown, of course.
I should have known.
Oh, Daddy, I'm glad you came. And H.M. too. Wow, and Mayor Maggie.
Yes, son, we are all here.
Oh, Príncipe Martes, enséñale a tu papá cómo giras.
Well, okay.
Well, an excellent demonstration, Tuesday.
Thanks, Daddy.
Come on, everyone. Let's all go to the R room. Everybody else is there.
Oh, hi, Trolley. I think I'm late for the party. Something round? Oh, that's right. We have to take something round, and I forgot my clicker. Really? In the garden? Well, where? Oh. Thanks, Charlie, but this is a square. You mean like this? That's amazing. I'm going to show this to everybody. Thanks, Charlie.
Now that's really make-believe and magic, turning something square into something round. Let's feed the fish. Here we are, fish. Have a little food. Oh, look, this is round, here, top of this, and little round holes there. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Speedy delivery. Mr. McFeely.
Would you like to see how people make marbles in a factory?
I'd like to see that very much.
Well, I thought you might, since they're nice and round.
Will you tell us about it?
I'd be glad to.
Come along. Let's put it in picture.
All righty.
How people make marbles.
People make most marbles from glass, old pieces of glass. Pieces of glass that people don't need anymore.
Recycled glass.
That's right.
Look at all that glass. What's this man going to do?
Well, he's going to shovel some of that old glass into a bucket and weigh it. And the scale tells him how much to use.
Looks like it weighs about 51 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And those are very hot ovens there.
Does he put the glass in the ovens?
Yep. He puts the old glass into those ovens so the glass will melt.
It's going to be liquid.
It'll be liquid. And he's very careful to stay far enough away. He knows what to do because he's worked there for a while.
Oh, it's very hot in there, isn't it?
See, the glass will melt if the fire is hot enough.
What's happening here?
Well, when it's all melted and it's soft, then this machine takes the pieces of red-hot glass and rolls them around and around.
Red hot glass.
Yes. But as it gets cooler and cooler, it loses its red hot color.
Now those pieces of glass are really starting to look like marbles now.
They certainly are.
Where are they going?
Well, they're taking a ride along that sorting machine.
They look like they're jumping.
Sure, a lot of marbles there.
Oh, my. Look at all those marbles. What's this person doing?
Checking to make sure they're made just right.
Well, he certainly looks carefully at all of them, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's wearing gloves, too. Oh, bin.
Oh, bin of marbles. Here's my favorite part.
Oh, those beautiful colors. What's this machine doing?
Well, that machine counts them and puts them into bags. See?
Bag?
Mm-hmm.
Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now where are the bags going?
And those bags go to the packing room where a person puts on the label. You'll see that in a moment. Then she packs the bags into boxes, and they're ready to go off to the store.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Interesting.
All kinds of round things in this world, aren't there?
Oh, yes.
Well, I have more deliveries, mm-hmm. but
yes.
If
there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
See you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, what a great neighbor. Isn't it wonderful when people can live with other people and have all kinds of feelings and know that it's safe to talk about those feelings? Even say you're sorry and be sorry. That's what loving people is all about, making a safe place to live and move and play and sing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things we want to talk about. We always do when we're together. You know how I feel about you. You make each day a special day for me. By just your being yourself, you're the only person in this whole world who's exactly like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.